يا هلا ويا مرحبا.
It was a party atmosphere that greeted Pope Benedict with song and a rainbow of colors in choreographed dance. With a gigantic rosary made of blue and yellow balloons floating across the sky under the sign of Our Lady, the square outside the Maronite Patriarchal Residence was full to brimming with young people from across Lebanon. So full that the Lebanese themselves were surprised. Many were waiting to see what the security situation would be like before deciding to come. Some didn't care about that at all, crossing over the border from war-torn Syria. One young girl saying she hadn't fled the country but come here on purpose to bring the Holy Father's prayers for peace back to her suffering home. And they came too from the Holy Land, Syria, Iraq, Kurdistan, Jordan, Europe, the Americas, and Australia, from across every continent, to celebrate the peace that Pope Benedict wants to share in a suffering world. And they weren't just Christians either. At least 1,000 Muslims came, many singing in mixed faith choirs. And the flags were everywhere. One young woman remarked this papal visit is the first time she'd seen the Lebanese, noted for their clannish alliances, all united under the national Lebanese flag, one flag flying alongside the flag of a foreign state, the Holy See. That's never happened before, she said. People usually bring out a myriad of local political flags instead. Well, in the run-up to the Holy Father's arrival, young people shouted out the refrain, "Jesus is my joy," and continued to repeat it on and on, even if wars continue against you, even if you suffer, and even if your enemy continues to torture you, "Jesus is my joy." All here enjoy, in fact, to hear Pope Benedict's "Salami o tecum," "My peace I give you."
Salami o tecum. No dire Christ.
In Lebanon with Pope Benedict, I'm Tracy McClure.